Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, my fellow addicts? It's Ralph Sutton here. Sitting
and
with
Big J. Ogerson.
I'm Big J. Ogerson.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, penis. Blah, blah, butt sex. Blah, blah, 80s reference.
Damn, dude. It's like looking in a mirror.
All right, this week it is May Masturbation Month. M3, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
And we have two gorgeous girls coming in. Jay and I are going to play a game against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see who wins. I don't know who's going to win.
We threw this together quick. We had Tony Katane booked.
Yeah. You know what's funny? On Friday, the day before she died, I was asked if I want to talk to Tony Katane. I said yes. And she literally died the next day. And I could show you through emails, you fucking asshole.
Ralph's trying to trend.
We do this show live every single Wednesday, every single Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the code SDR. Get 20% off the entire network. Or just watch and listen for free. YouTube, iHeartRadio.
Whatever you do, don't be a cunt about it.
Don't be a cunt about it. That is a fucking way to live your world. Don't be a cunt about it. Here it is right now. The May Masturbation Month episode of...
Autumn, please, I've already made you cum so much.
The SDR.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Chair.
Are you making yourself higher?
Yeah, I want to.
Okay. Is it lower than usual? It could be. I don't know who's in there. Now you feel taller than me. Wow.
I'll go down a little.
No, I don't care. It's fine. I'm not used
That's
to...
That's what she said.
Right there.
There we go. Hey, hello.
You know, here's what it is. I just feel like Autumn was towering over me.
She looks tall. As I
am. She's a stall. She's
all right.
So tall.
It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. Tonight, by the way, Big J. Ogerson, of course, with me. And early today. Made me very happy. We'll introduce our guests and what we're doing in a minute. But a couple things right off the top of the show.
Booze? Are we doing booze?
Yeah, we got tequila and vodka. So I'd like to bring some in. I want some tequila right away, Ani, if you don't mind. I'm streaming this. If you have a Quest or you just have YouTube, we are streaming in 360 live, at least for a little while, until it gets to the point where I probably have to cut it or we'll lose our YouTube channel.
Real talk, real question. Why?
360 videos.
Right.
Getting very popular. You can stream right to a Quest.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it is a platform that is not being inundated with podcasts.
Is there ice, Ani?
God, what a fucking prima donna. Is there? Could you chill my tequila, please?
No, I asked if it was ice. I would chill it myself.
Still kind of that. So, because there's not a lot of... do you want tequila? Or are you looking?
I already have some.
Oh, okay, wow.
Oh, you started early.
Because there's not a lot... You want to wait for the ice or pour it in and...
You can pour it in.
Okay. So, because there's not a lot of podcasts going to a 360 platform, I thought it was a good area to permeate. Make sense?
Yes, but I couldn't see putting on a whole headgear thing to watch a podcast.
Well, I disagree. I can't get any further. I'm sorry, Autumn. I feel
if you were doing it like a weird, like it was a camera, if you put on the Quest, you can travel like in their vaginas or something.
Well,
like,
I plan on doing it weekly, just leaving it out
what,
there.
What, jamming it in people's vaginas, Ralph? You
that's
have
what
to
I
ask
do
questions
weekly.
First,
no,
dude.
No, that's what I do weekly.
You are going to get so canceled.
Last time Sonia was here, her and I had sex afterwards. We sent you a picture to prove it.
No, you didn't. The picture was staged. I knew that from the get-go.
You also thought Sonia and I had worked with Shannon to make it that you would lose the game.
Yes, no, you guys, absolutely. The show is built again. Here's the thing.
You're so full of shit, dude.
I always have a foot out the door.
We just read each other's minds.
Listen,
well.
I always have one foot out the door.
Yeah, Jay does the show with literally a foot.
I have
in the
one foot out the door.
Towards the door.
Of this show. I've got
ladies,
big things
can you
going
guys
on.
Both make sure you're talking to the mic.
Yeah, very close to the mic.
Get up on it. Thank you.
Okay.
I got big things going on.
Yeah.
And there's always a chance. But so Ralph, in his, what do you call that, passive-aggressive resentment, every time we have a game where there's a bad penalty, Ralph sends... He, Yeah. He sets it up with Shannon, his bestie back there, who's turned on me.
Which I like about this, by the way. What it means is that you believe Shannon doesn't like you as a person.
Well, Shannon's now trying to change the temperature in all the rooms to make me uncomfortable and remind me of looking at old Jewish man balls
by
in the
way,
JCC locker room.
Since I forgot about this from a week ago, but Bobby, can you make sure that they fix this thing? It keeps going bloop, and not today, obviously not tonight, but at some point they got to tighten it.
Well, it's currently going bloop. What would you like it to do?
Badow.
Yeah. If you could do that.
Yeah. Real quick, at the top of the show, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We pick random people to win a t-shirt.
Am I poking them in the eyes right
now? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. they just went, oh. Yeah, but we're just trying. So here also, by the way, I used to do it, if you remember 5-6 years ago when we were doing the show, you could stream like 10 minutes of it.
Right.
And lately, which shows me that these videos are getting more popular, those YouTube videos are getting comments on them. Like, oh, why are you not doing more of this? And they haven't been... Those are 5-6 years old. So it's because people are searching this because the Quest is so popular.
Okay.
And I just thought it might be an interesting idea.
Yeah. Couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Jada's like any sort of innovation.
No, I don't trust it. I'm an analog dude, man.
He still has a Razor flip phone. He just
goddamn right.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, my nights and weekends are free. But if you really want to get me quick, page me.
Yeah.
I won't call before 9, I promise.
Yeah. Okay, also, the live chat is active because we are live in the studio tonight, which is awesome. And I want to talk to you about a couple of quick things. Oh, shit, that had to hurt Bobby. And it set the camera off a...
Oh, my God.
Akimbo. It is now tilted.
Destroyed.
It is askew.
It is askew. It is not...
What were you going to ask, Ralph? Am I actually recording a new crowd work album in Austin, Texas later this month?
Sure, let's start with that.
I am.
You are? That's cool. Is it just going to be called What's Your Fucking Deal again, or is there a new twist on it? Like, what really is your fucking deal?
This is self-produced. It's not Comedy Central Records anymore.
Okay.
I got out of that deal.
Do you not legally own that name?
If I called it like Volume 3, it would be fine. But the other two, I still love those other ones. They're out on the thing, but so I got to figure out. We're just going to record them. See what we get, but 4 hours of crowd work. I like to use one straight through. It's more fun. I don't like editing a bunch. It seems phony.
It's what month?
The end of this month.
The end of this month.
27th. So it's the 28th and 29th. At the Creek. I'm doing the new Creek.
I would 100% come to that. So I'd love to come to that. So just
Isabella's coming down. My daughter's going
to
be down.
Now that I feel like a superhero because I'm fully vaccinated.
My daughter wants to move to Austin, dude. It's so weird.
Austin's great, though. Nice. I love Austin.
I know she's just 18, so it's just weird.
That is weird. That is weird.
An 18-year-old daughter?
Yeah. Stay the fuck away from her.
What? That, by the way,
Aaliyah Janine used to always say, she goes, you sure you don't hang out with me. She
that
goes,
might be the most sincere statement I've ever seen. From
seriously?
She goes, yeah, she's 18. You stay the fuck away.
That's pretty crazy.
No. Look, we've made the joke here 1,000 times when we have all the adult film stars on there. It's no dad's like amped about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a hypocrite to know that I enjoy it daily. I'm just saying that, you know. But I don't know. Doesn't seem like my daughter stees anyway.
Can I ask you this question with your daughter? Does she have a career path in mind at this point? Has she been expressing interest in any specific area?
Well, she just got... Dude, she got the shit end of the stick on all this stuff. She had no prom, no graduation.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
And starts college online.
Oh, yeah. Wow, she's really getting shit.
So it's there's really not much going on. So she's... she wants to change. She wants to change things up. So I'm like, yeah, go for it.
In America,
but she wants to be a writer, she says, but she does like art and stuff. She's like a creative. She hates college completely.
Well, she hasn't done much of it yet, right?
Even she just doesn't want to go to school, even when you can go back.
Right.
Like the prime reason she hasn't stopped yet is because it's online.
Do you want to take a moment and make fun of my fly swatting skills? Because you seem to be really shitting on that outside. Whereas,
no, well, I don't know if fucking
ask Joey how many fucking flies I killed.
He did congratulate.
Here's who you fucking blame.
He did. Yeah. He was impressed.
He said fantastic. A very large number.
Yeah, there was like 50 in there, and there is maybe 6 left now.
Yeah, well, fucking Shannon makes it feel like goddamn apocalypse now.
Yeah, she's
like
making the perfect environment for
Indonesian swamp.
They're going out communicating. Go in here. It's humid and beautiful.
If you didn't make it feel like the Amazon, maybe we wouldn't have fucking wildlife in here.
But I heard you shitting on me when I was trying to kill him.
Well, I was making fun of you because you're
man,
it was funny.
No, your fly swatter swing game.
Well,
it
was upward because they were all up in the
dare swing. I say, homosexual.
Oh, I'm sorry you got turned on by my fly swatting skills. What can I tell you?
It was weird, man.
We were surprised. Your determination was very intense.
Oh, yeah, because I killed that whole fucking light in there was covered, and now there's like 5. But there's dead.
What happened?
I don't know what happened today. I don't know. I wasn't here today. I came in the morning. In the morning, there were none.
Sucks. Ant problem I've had for that sucks.
When did do we know when that started happening, Shannon? Can you hear me? When you started?
Yeah. So people go outside and don't shut the door behind them.
Heathens.
And then I yell at people all day long. And then it just makes all
even
the
just now
day.
When Jay opened the door to make fun of me, he left the door fucking open. Like you're just making the goddamn problem worse.
Well, it's the perfect storm, dude. Doors open. It fucking feels like Indonesia.
There's a homosexual ballet idiot trying to kill these things.
Shannon's legs are open.
It's humid as fucking here.
Jay, you're really coming at me hard.
He's very aggressive.
He thinks her and I and you work together to make him lose everything.
Yeah, he's convinced there's a conspiracy. The way,
Shannon, I love you so much. And you've burned me so many times. That love has burned me so many times.
And if he loses tonight, Shannon, if he loses tonight, oh, it's fucking all hell's going to break loose. Oh, my God.
It's
okay,
bullshit.
Then also, a couple of things. One, I want to tell you, last week, you know, we did a game in studio, which we'll talk about tonight's game in a second. But we had a woman who was not beloved by the end of the show, Harley, right? Harley, was that her name?
She was not beloved.
She was not loved by the end of the show. I mean, fans really hated her.
Oh, the people listening.
I did see a comment.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible radio. Oh,
horrible radio. Yeah. But afterwards, you weren't here for this. This was, Shannon was there. So I'm going to be butchering this quote a little bit. But
I laughed. I think she was she was definitely throwing it around the fuck, to a lot of people.
No, but this was not a sexual thing.
No, I said she can't.
She was throwing around.
She came that to me, and I was like, DM me.
I was hoping that she wouldn't hit on me, because I'm like, I'm going to end the fuck. If I fuck her, I'm going to be really mad at myself, because I would have said no. I would not have said
no. You should have said no, because she was fucking obliterated.
Well, that doesn't stop me. I have to get it how I can. But anyway.
Class.
So here's what she asked me, Jay. Can you help me write a comedy show, already funny that she's asking me, based on Rick and Morty,
mm-hmm.
involving this character? She has a toy coming out, a character of hers that she wants to incorporate, and can we make sure it also incorporates NFT?
Right, let me tell you this. On the elevator pitch alone, I'm in. I want it at ground level, and I want it big.
And Shannon,
Shark Tank me, bro. What's it gonna take for me to get into this thing?
I was making direct contact for 10% with Shannon and trying to fucking not laugh. And Shannon's laughing. Did I leave out any more of the adjective, Shannon? Or that was all.
I hope that bitch fucking copyrighted the idea because you're gonna steal it, Ralph.
It was a lot of disjointed ideas, all including that she needs to learn Spanish. She wants to throw a party that's a dinner made by artists, and Bruno Mars.
Oh, Bruno Mars was going to play. That was the other part of it.
Lot.
I have a feeling most of it was she was having a long seizure. I'm not sure, but I'm not going to hold anything she said against.
Yeah, it was pretty wild, though. I got to say that. And then
she
also
said something about smelling burnt toast, and then she just started rambling on.
But also, I would say in the beginning, she was endearing, but she must have drank way too much. Hint.
I'll be good.
It was really hard to take towards the end. And boy, I'm sorry, all the fans.
Everyone's fucking get drunk if you want to get drunk. She just got drunk and this happens a lot when
people
drink.
She wasn't a fun drunk.
It wasn't that. No, she was trying to be fun. It wasn't that. She was monologuing and she just never stopped. So even while we were doing the show,
she kept talking.
She would just start talking to that person on microphone, like, your body is, and you're trying to navigate
the
show.
You're pretty.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was really weird. But it was. I loved all three of the MILFs. They were great. And it was a really fun episode. And you did very well. What was it? Fat Little Shit Boy. That was great. It was my highlight.
Fat Little Shit Boy?
That was my favorite part of it. And then also, just to endear myself with my mom, I want to show you this if you hadn't seen it. You make fun of my lazy eye in it as well.
Oh, it's cute.
I look like
though.
Speaking of strokes. I don't know. I had something in my eye. I look like I have a fucking stroke, but it's only a minute long. And I don't think you haven't seen it, so it's nice.
Go to Miami to surprise my mother for Mother's Day. We'll see what happens.
My mother, brother brought in my mother, and my mother walks right by me. She does not see me because I'm hiding myself, even though I'm 6'6 and stick out like an idiot. There I am. She did not see it. And I go to my, that's my mother. She just walks right by me. And then we're trying to get her attention, and then. She started crying.
Oh my god.
That's her saying Ralphie, by the way.
Mama suck.
And you can see my baldness a little bit that no one sees because I'm 6'5 and I hide it well. And it was nice. She just was so happy.
Look at you. You're rubbing Harley Dean's pussy fingers all over her hair.
She's crying, hysterically crying. How sweet is that?
Oh, it's so awesome.
That is sweet. Wait, go back to the beginning picture again now.
I knew that was coming. And, look at me. I'm having a stroke.
Put up Sloth from Goonies. Put him up. I'm not saying they look the same. I'm saying
no,
that their eye situation is wildly similar.
Oh my God.
And I actually had people worried. They're like, dude, I think you might be having a stroke. I think.
Also, bring up who's the guy who said White Boy Day? It's White Boy Day.
Isn't that Tom Hanks' kid or something?
No, not White Boy Summer, dude.
Oh, sorry. Can you hand me a little bit more tequila?
Get down with Hanks with the White Boy Summer. Yeah, look, bring him up. Side by side.
That's
him.
I don't know if she can side by side it.
Really? You don't have that kind of technology?
We don't have that technology.
I have it on my phone.
We don't have it.
Oh,
there we go. Perfect. Now I'm just having seizures.
The whole thing's a mess.
Now I'm just looking. Look at my eye. That really is crazy.
Yeah.
It's weird. It is.
The humidity's getting this Shannon in there.
I can't do it.
Can you also bring up... What was Gary Oldman's True Romance?
The computer's on fire and Shannon just trying to figure out how to put a fucking split screen on.
Drexel. That was his name.
Yeah, it's my favorite
movie.
Yeah, True Romance. Drexel.
Oh, okay.
It's White Boy Day. You must know it's White Boy Day.
I had that T-shirt.
You never saw it, Ralph.
I did too. Sure.
No,
what's her name is in that? Arquette.
No. You only watch Pixar films. That's the girl you fuck. Yeah. Nah, it's not.
No, it's not as bad.
it's not as pronounced.
Unfortunately, you look more like Sloth.
When I did,
suffice to say,
Rude Jude was supposed to be on the show tonight, but he couldn't do it because he was sick. But all his fans call me the beige Shrek, and I think I look like that too.
Beige Shrek.
I don't see that at all.
Just some big. It was fat, and I took a picture with him, and they said he looks like beige Shrek. That really hurt me. That doesn't Sloth. I get that.
I feel like you think I'm going to be kissing your ass, but I genuinely think you look like Ryan Driller in like 20 years.
I don't know who that is. Should I know?
He's
who
like
that
the
is?
Porn Superman.
Can you bring that up, Shannon? Ryan
Driller.
Driller.
Yeah, there was a caveat, by the way.
In 20 years?
Yes.
Wait, meaning that...
Like when he retires.
Oh, when he gets... So now he looks better. He's young.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, no, he's so like 40.
Okay, so that hurts. Jesus Christ.
You look like him at 60.
Fuck, that hurts. Well, is he 40? That's
not
40?
Not there. No, I think
that's
he was like
40.
30 there.
Yeah, okay, there I can say, okay. That's a good... I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah, he's
dude.
Good looking.
Yeah, there you go. There's my body. That's what I look like my shirt off, Jay. That's exactly me.
Yeah. You look like this guy at 60.
That's not him, though, actually.
No, that's... What the fuck? I think... No, it's not who I thought that was.
Yeah. Does anybody else see it? Is it just me?
I'll take it.
With, like, the scruff there, the weird face?
I don't know, fucking take all of it.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Not even sort of, kind of, but...
No, exactly.
But absolutely.
He kind of said my brother a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
My brother Joey.
If that guy... That guy's going to look better than you at 80 than you look at 30.
I don't deny that. Do you have a time in your life where you feel like you looked your best?
I hope it hasn't happened yet, dude. Once these roids kick in, bro.
Roids?
Yeah, I'm going to start doing roids.
Right.
Want to do roids with me?
Sure.
Let's get in the fucking straight-up anabolics, dude.
And then we'll fight Lewis also. Why not?
No, Lewis is going to do them too, and Harrington.
You're going to do steroids?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's just do it. See what happens. Why not? Okay, so one other thing. I told you that. All right, let's get into what we're going to do today. We've already wasted 15 minutes.
Was it wasting? I thought we were laughing and having a good time.
Yeah.
Sorry, not wasted. Passed.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Autumn, Sonia, thanks for boring the shit out of us for the last 15 minutes.
For real? Eat up.
We were trying to have a show.
Shrek.
And you guys
you just had
sitting.
To show us your mom.
Yeah. Hey, Abraham, that was really sweet with you and your mom. Now get those things in your pussy.
Yeah. That's why. And also, by the way,
have your mom on the phone. Leah, get
mom,
over
talking
Leah,
about
son,
your pussy,
mom.
It also looked like we planned everything, but it was totally by accident. The MILF episode came out on Mother's Day. It wasn't planned, but
funny.
It made it look planned.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so what we've been doing lately, and in interest of full disclosure, I don't mind full disclosure, I like doing these like fun, silly games every now and then. They make me happy, right? That's what we do. We call them stunt shows on the show. And for May Masturbation Month, M3, nothing? Okay.
Yes.
I want some acknowledgement. So we have two beautiful ladies here. Sonia, I believe, is your third time on the show.
It is, okay? It is indeed.
And Autumn, now your first time. And you two know each other, and you're going to film a sex scene together soon.
We are.
We're going to bone on Saturday.
Yes.
It's not wow. what you call it.
Yeah, it's not boning.
Oh, come on.
You're going to mush.
If I have a strap on, it's boning.
Okay, if.
I will.
But wait, is that... Would you, is that sex? Would you call
we're
that
we're gonna probably
fucking?
Do at least three scenes. Listen, yeah. So there's
if
going
you fuck
to be
with a strap on, I'll allow it.
Okay, fucking. That's flat out yeah. fucking. That's the only that's scenario that yeah. I would call fucking.
I mean,
what about finger bang?
Finger she's... fucking for sure,
yeah,
but like,
but, right? I don't like it. I'm putting
it in my butt.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's an extra 2 points. Thank you, Bobby.
I'm so excited. It's ridiculous.
And what you know, it's already on the docket. You guys are filming yeah. on Saturday.
Yeah, at least three. I think three scenes.
Three scenes. Yeah.
Can you plug what's that for or something? Like, is
Intimacy Productions?
All right, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. How many times, legit, will you come, you think?
With a beautiful woman that I've had a crush on and have known for 3 years. Absolutely. Probably yeah. a lot.
But yeah. you got to pace yourself to some degree. Three different scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I usually come fast when I do anal, so I have to, like...
No, I understand that.
Yeah, I have to...
That's an LG spot.
You and me we'll both, sister.
It depends, like, yeah, it definitely depends on,
you gotta go slow.
You know, like, if it's the sort of standard,
if you come
like,
quick
use a toy, and I'll be like, I don't, toys don't always do it for
do
me.
You come quick, and then she's like, do me, it. And you're like, Sonia, make me a fucking sandwich and shut up. Is your fucking mother coming this weekend? Ah, Christ.
I think I told you
I gotta
one time.
Mow the lawn.
Back in the strip club days where this girl I was so attracted to, we end up fooling around in my car. And I came...
On your car?
In my car.
Oh, I think it's on. No. Tony Katane.
In my car. Oh, sad that she passed. But in my car. And
both would be kind of hot.
I came... We were just fooling around. Like, my pants were not off. Nothing. And I just fucking came.
Wow.
Right?
Never had that happen in my life.
And I all of a sudden pretended to have morals. I was like, you know what? We should wait. Let's go. And she did not know. And I was like, we should take our time. You're just a pretty girl. Let's make sure we have dinner. I never saw her again, but
oh
I think she
God.
Kind of probably
no, I don't know if I ever told on this show, but it's such a funny story. Like, the day I realized, I'm like, talk a lot of shit about being like, I'm different than other guys. And then you just see yourself do a total dick thing. A girl randomly came back home with me from a bar. I did a comedy show. I thought there was a girl who was throwing it at me there and then got cock blocked like last second
by
her
like,
friends.
Okay.
And like, so they pulled her out, and I was like, ah, man. So then I went up to the bar, just pretty drunk, and I just like, I was like, I'm leaving. This person wasn't even at the show. It was just like some like young girl. Mm-hmm. I was in my like 20s still, and it was like, I was like, who's to give me a ride home? Just feeling like bold, and this girl was like, I'll give you a ride home. So I go, great. We go back. She drives back to my hotel. I go, you want to come in and smoke a joint or anything? I did the whole like, I'm like, if you want to come in, I go, if you just want to come in and smoke, it's cool. We can smoke here or whatever. Mm-hmm. She goes, I'll come in for a little bit. So they are. So we're smoking, and I mean, I gave her such a rap. The only thing I remember one time, she was like, so I don't really do one night stands. I hope it's not what you're hoping for because like I just don't like the idea like guys fuck you and then they want you to like leave right away. So you can't even spend the night after a guy has sex with you. And I was like, I hate the guys do that.
What did you do?
And then we didn't fuck. I'm not aggressive at all. So I didn't even push the fuck. I think at one point she was like, are we going to do something? So she was like, titty fuck me, which was weird.
That's
interesting.
Weird.
Did she have big tits?
Yeah, big enough. If I had a bigger dick, I'd be like titty fucking more. Mm. It's just, yeah. But like, I don't know. This is not my thing. But it was what was happening. Mm. So I finished.
It was what was happening.
Now, here's what's funny. There was a big deal about there was a genuine that was supposed to snow that night.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so I mean, I finished and then went in the bathroom. And while peeing, it's like funny. I started saying the sentence and started laughing at the same time. Because I'm like, I just gave this girl like the whole, like, I hate the guys. As I'm peeing, I go, you might want to get out of here before that storm comes.
Like, oh my God. You asshole.
And I was like, what's wrong? In that moment, I was just like, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, my God.
And did she react to it? What did she say?
She laughed. She said she was leaving anyway. Because there is a storm coming. I'm just saying, like, it was fun. I laughed right away to be like that's fucking...
I'm not that guy.
No, but I laughed because I said to her afterwards, like, oh, it's hilarious. I just said that whole thing. I go, you can stay if you want to stay. I was just saying, like... I don't know if you're going to be... I'm leaving in the morning for an airport.
You could say if you want to stay, I don't want you to stay. Right. Nobody here wants you to stay, but you can stay. I'm not an asshole.
No, I never... Listen, especially in the... You know, like with Christine now, it's like nobody could stay.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
You've never had a girl that had a threesome with you two stay the night?
A few times. Very few times. But I'm saying if I even do... Am I allowed to do something like by myself at all? Like...
No, but I'm saying but with threesomes, you've had a girl stay.
Yes.
Okay.
But generally, they don't. But I mean, like, can't, you know, we never say, like, you got to get the fuck out of here.
What about you, Autumn? Like, if you do, like, a hookup, are you like, peace out, thanks, that was fun, or... Does it depend
on that? Really thinking
about it. Yeah, it depends on, like, I don't know, if I'm too drunk, then I'll probably stay.
I'd want you to leave because I'm an ugly sleeper, I'm sure. I snore.
Like, I told you that time.
When I wake up in the morning and I have to shit, if you're there, I'll be mortified.
I said this on the show.
If I really like you, I'll probably leave.
I said this on the show, but I had sex with this, like, really hot, like, 22-year-old girl, and she stayed over.
Subtle brain.
And then the next morning, I said, hey, did you sleep okay? And she went, you were farting a lot.
I have built an excuse.
Right? I have built an excuse. If anybody wants to do something and it's all like a go, it's like you can't stay, you know.
Right.
So it's understood. If that's a deal breaker, then it's like
the only time I would like not get up and go after a fuck is if it's like a different borough. I had a fuck buddy who lived like on Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn, and I live in Queens, and I was like, I'm not fucking taking the subway now.
Yeah, but if I want, but if I wanted, like, if I went to a person's place, like, I'd always choose for my own. I'd want to sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, I like sleeping. I would never. I don't even remember the last time I slept at someone else's house.
That's fair,
anything under like an hour drive.
I'd rather just go home.
I think if I was even like in Long Island, I'd be like, I'm gonna drive back.
I'm so like even now. I just went to Miami for the weekend. I did not sleep at all. You know, I just don't sleep well, and I'm so comfortable. As you get older, you're so used to your fucking creature comfort.
But also, forget fucking even. Like, if I'm on the road now, anywhere that's...
I was with my mom. Yeah. How am I going to forget fucking?
If I drive to a gig, like Rhode Island or Boston or D.C. or something, like, after Saturday's show, like, I like driving... First of all, I love listening to music at night in a car.
Yeah.
There's no traffic then, so I'll always... Yeah. A four-hour or less drive, I'll go... After Saturday show at midnight and just get home at 4 or 5 in the morning.
I'm speaking as someone who doesn't have a driver's license, and this was before the Lyft days. So it was like, oh, do you want to walk to the ACE at 2:30 in the morning in Brooklyn and try and transfer five times?
A person who likes you wouldn't do that. But if he offered you, it's before Lyft, you're saying.
Yes. Existed. Yeah. This was like 7 years ago.
If they said he would get you a yellow cab, would you have been offended?
No, not at all.
Or
I would have been like,
service.
Oh, thank
car
you.
Service.
Or car service.
No, I would have been super flattered. Are you kidding? I'd be like, thank you.
We're going like, I don't remember when Uber and Lyft started to permeate in New York, but let's say it was 7 years ago. Is that about right? I don't even know, right?
Like 7 or 8 years.
I ordered an Uber. In the beginning, they didn't even tell you like the license plate. They just said your car is outside. It had just started. And I went outside to the car, and there was a car. It was a Toyota Corolla, whatever it is. There was a Toyota Corolla outside. And I go to try and open the door, and it's locked. And this 6'8" bodybuilding black dude comes running towards the car screaming, get the fuck away from my car. And I said, I'm sorry, dude. I thought you were my driver. And he's like, I look like your motherfucker. Who's coming to kill me, right? And just as that happened,
he goes, sister, you look like you can drive like a motherfucker.
My Uber came up and I jumped in. I'm like, sorry, dude. But in 30 seconds more, he would have killed me.
Yeah.
That would have.
You were lucky to be here.
Yeah, exactly. So now.
You had no idea what to say. You just kept fucking up more.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, you're black. So I know you.
You're used to serving. What? I'm sorry.
Driving Miss Daisy. Yeah. What? I'm sorry.
White backseat. Your.
Oh my God.
Car bought with drug money. Welfare.
It's new car, so I thought. Tonight, this is what we're doing. We're for May Masturbation Month, M3.
Ralph.
Yes?
What? I don't know. I worry when you get.
Is this
salacious.
Like in kind of conjunction with the record setting women masturbating on May 28th thing? Oh,
is that we'll Lord. Say yes, of course. That's what
that's
Shannon planned.
Yeah, there's a world record Lord. Apparently that's supposed to be broken.
This coming May 28th?
Uh-huh.
And every girl at once?
As many, it's going to be a record breaking amount of women.
How do you,
wait, I did not.
How do you tag
that.
Yourself into doing it on social media?
Yeah, pretty much.
I
Twitter,
bet it's still
going to
be a disappointing lack of noise. The guys are still going to be like, oh my God, put on a show a bit, would you? We're in public for Christ's
sake. Is it streaming or is it just you tagging
yourself? No, it's just like, hey, I'm participating. Right,
well, that's why we're doing
it. Are you participating?
Fuck yeah.
Are you participating now, Ani?
I am now.
Ani, Shannon, you're going to throw down on this?
May 28th, ladies, let's do
it. So ladies just masturbate at the same time?
Yeah. It's supposed to be like the world record or...
I'll take part in that.
There's going to be like a sonic boom and all the guys are going to be like,
It's just the day, May 28th.
I'll do that on behalf of the SDR show.
Yeah. Just on the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Get Christine into this.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. There might be a specific
Shannon, if you
time.
Could Google and look it up, all I'm telling everyone what's going to happen.
There might
here,
be
so
a time.
We can find out. So let's pretend that that's why we're doing this. So yeah. Tonight.
You're welcome.
Thanks to, is it novelty?
Thank God no one's going to be able to smell through that camera, Shannon, because your pussy's going to be like Cambodia after you're in that goddamn sauna.
Yeah, thank God.
Dallas novelty.
Shannon.
Supplied us with the, I'm going to fuck this name up. How would you say that? Eska?
Yeah. I would say Eska.
It's four letters.
Eska. I don't know. It's Eska 2. Can you get that on camera there? So here's what's happening. There's going to be potentially three rounds, maybe two. Round one.
How's that work out?
Well, if I win one and you win one,
okay,
then there'd be three rounds.
So what's the fastest?
Yeah, is that what
I'll
we're doing?
You, I'll explain what's going to happen. If everyone would just shut their fucking mouths.
She said she comes quick, and since she's your co-conspirator against me in almost everything.
By the way, Shannon,
I get autumn.
My first one is usually the troublemaker.
I said at the top of the show, before you were even here, I think that Jay's going to think that we are conspiring against you.
Go for it.
Jay, I promise, I will be genuine.
And then Shannon said, sit with whoever you want to sit with. Mm-hmm. And what did you say?
I said, I have a daddy crush on Ralph.
There we go. What can I do? I'm sorry that I'm engaging.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Me and Autumn have a respectable relationship.
Fine.
Oh, two people know they're adults. No one's a daddy.
Wow, that's the first.
You know I've always wanted to fuck a child.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking weird.
I am a 34-year-old child,
I'm 51, so it works out.
You just won't let me film it.
Me and Autumn are going to finger in a Camaro to a Tesla CD.
Sounds like a really hot
sounds like a good night.
Goddamn right, dude. T-tops off. Bring it on, Son of Sam.
So round one, we have, thank you to Dallas Novelty, the Eska 2. They are connected to phones. And how much time are we going to have, Shannon? A minute?
I think a minute is fair. What do you ladies think?
To come in one minute?
No,
not
are you
come.
For real?
I don't think come.
Yes, I think so.
I was like, all right, come. If we're doing yeah. that, right. you got to tie me down. Let's get some right. bondage rope.
Right? So call me a dirty little slut. Yeah.
On the Shit. App, we yeah. have control of on and off of the buzzer.
Okay.
You hit a little button, you'll see. And the thing that, just so you know, because I tried it before, I want to let you know, if you stop for more than a second, the loop will start repeating. So you can set the pace that you want, or you could stop it and start it again. It's pretty simple when he shows you, right? It just says tap to engage or disengage, right? So you create a loop, and then you can stop, or you can modify it as you go.
I'm just going to tell you this. You guys might want to put on ponchos like a Gallagher show, because I'm telling you, Autumn's going to fire across this table.
Right? Fair enough. Intro. Oh, we have an intro. Okay, don't play it yet. That's fucking great. We have an intro. Holy shit. That's great. So round one is going to be that. Round two, once we decide the winner of round one, round two, we are going to pick our, I will call them our consiglieres, who will step in, and you are going to do actual manual masturbation, actually touching yourselves without the toy.
Okay.
And we are going to bring in either someone that's hanging out here to be our representative, and they will try and use their voice to sweet talk you while you pleasure yourself.
You guys can't do that. You both have
we're not
sexy
doing it,
voices.
Here's what's going to happen. If by chance Jay wins one
to the others.
And I win one, then it goes to the tiebreaker where we use our voices.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Right?
Sorry, Jay. Jay, you don't have to participate if this offends you.
He's so upset. Listen to him. He's
Jay,
so upset.
I don't want to upset you, so I could bring both ladies to my side, and you can step outside.
Oh, totally. You could handle that. You're such a man, dude. So masculine.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. For the purpose of not getting canceled, I'm going to turn off the fucking YouTube video.
If Shannon could have the room this hot, why can't I smoke inside?
You want? We can make it colder.
I'm joking.
I just ended this. I hope this came out. Oh, it's fucking hot.
Remind me to never piss off Jay.
I know, right? God. I think love after love has to come back on is we're not going to be friends anymore.
Don't you dare, Shannon. I love you so hard.
Who do you say that you hate more? Shannon or me? Because everyone thinks you hate me.
I don't want to say that, answer that because there's no answer at all. I love you both.
I don't know.
Aw, that was so sweet.
Stop it.
Let me ask you this, Shannon. Shannon.
You guys just upset. My career is booming.
Here's an interesting
things
question.
Are happening, and you're worried that I'm going to leave, so subtly, you guys hurt me.
Shannon, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Have you been invited over for bagels?
No.
Okay, then I guess it's me.
She got invited over for Molly.
Yeah, but it was on a Skanks day, which I'm not here that late on a Skanks day. If it was a Wednesday,
probably,
I'd be down.
In the interest of full disclosure, he probably knew you couldn't come, and it made him seem like he's a nice guy inviting you. No. And it's like, watch this. She's never going to come.
It's true because he knows I'm never really at
mind games.
You know, in fact, on a Molly night, me and Shannon had a good long talk.
That's true.
Yeah. I love Shannon.
I don't believe any of that.
I just think, listen, I love you guys. You guys just fucking burn me hard. You come with these games and you try to fuck me.
I wish, by the way, I know we don't have it ready.
We had fun last time.
Yeah, we did. But hey, we were in bed naked together. I had a lot of fun.
I have to go back to my mainstream success with this on my mind.
By the way, I wish we had the clip of Jay. I know we don't, of him getting really pissed off. That was the night he got super angry.
Dude, I'm doing another rock cruise, by the way.
Which, a different one?
Yeah, Rock on the Range is doing one.
A cruise. Oh, I just got asked to go back
on
the ship, Rock.
Can I be a diva and ask somebody for water? Is that a thing?
We could do dueling cruises.
Thank you. A lot of dough. I feel like such much a bitch.
More. You got to ask for more dough, Ralph.
I'm going to ask for more dough.
Can I get some sparkling water?
They asked me if I would come back. I said, let's talk.
Two ice cubes.
A lot more dough.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Follow me.
Yeah, that's cool. I hosted. Did I host? I was at Rock on the Range. I get confused. Rocklahoma, I hosted once.
Yeah, no, this is Rock on the Range. It was Ohio.
Okay, yeah, so that's cool. Congratulations. When is that?
2022.
Yeah, they're all 2022 right now.
Yeah. Guys, real fast, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show, and that is, Yo Kratom has a new division now, buddy, and that is Yo Delta. That's right, a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. Delta 8 is extracted from marijuana.
Have you used it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're over the age of 21, you should too. If you're living in those majority of states which this is legal. Ralph, do you also get jealous when the guys start talking to the girls and then we think
it's funny to
them?
See that because we think maybe we're making inroads and then you go out and you look and, oh, fuck.
Don't talk to anybody. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Well, listen, enjoy a summer of Delta 8 if you're in one of the states where this is legal. The majority of them. What is Delta 8? It's found in weed. It can legally be shipped nationwide, and it gets you high. It is awesome, dude. They have the gummies if you don't like looking cool and smoking, or they have the vapes. It's pretty fantastic.
By the way, let me ask you this, Jay. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
No tooth bear?
A gummy bear. Keep going.
Yo Delta is potent if you're living in a state where weed's illegal. And you're constantly trying to get a hold of some source.
I'm sorry.
I need Delta 8 right now to deal with that. Just go to yodelta.com, yodelta.com for high-quality lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high. It's yodelta.com, and if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, it's promo code GAS at yodelta.com for 25% off.
All right, let's get back into it right now, kids. Okay, so ladies, I guess the right way to start this, let's pair. We got to pair these up. So, Jay, let's do this. Ready? Watch. Okay. You got to turn this thing on.
Ralph, let her put it in, you creepy piece of shit.
No.
It's on. Your fucking COVID mitts all over.
I'm clean.
Are you fully vaccinated, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Since February.
Do I need to press the power button before I put
it inside?
No,
don't do anything yet. Do anything yet. I want to make sure.
Ralph, if it takes too long, don't start biting on her clit. Have some class.
Hold on, Jay. Make sure that. Make sure that's on.
I love you.
Let me see if this works. Hold on. Let me see if this works. Ready?
Yes, it's working.
Does that work?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hitting stop. Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So just make sure it works.
Interesting. Only the inside part vibrates?
So let's try again so you know. Does that help? You feeling what vibrates?
That's a little better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't really have much options. That's all we have is an on and off option.
Okay.
So now it's not doing anything, right?
No, it's doing it.
It's doing something now?
I know. I'm surprised that there's not more play here as opposed to inside.
Yeah, I want more on my clit.
Same.
I'm hitting it now. You feel something?
I mean, I feel it in the stem. But
this is yours, Ralph.
I think it's because the battery pack is on the...
Oh, that one's mine?
Yeah.
Oh, let me have that one.
Wait, how can you tell?
Because when he's using it on his phone...
But mine's doing it, too.
Oh, that's why.
I'm also controlling it.
Hold on. Here, take this one. That's why.
Just
ready now. Watch.
Let's play hot potato
hold it.
With the.
Hold it.
That's stopped right now, right? Is it stopped?
Oh,
it's not.
Okay, but hang on. Now,
okay. There we go. Yeah, we had the wrong ones. Okay.
Bravo, now sir.
There we go.
Vibrating. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish it was more concentrated on the clit, but okay.
I wish there was.
Well, let's.
I told Ralph to get something more clitty.
Let's contact Eska 2 and see what they can do before the show starts. How about that?
Clits
are the new.
If you
clits
want Harrington, Harrington come on and chew on your clit with his side teeth like a cigar.
Ay, Dios mío, no.
Ah, cha, 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 cha.
Ay. No, thank you.
All right, so now.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
So now, let me ask this,
Ralph,
Shannon.
I should have laughed at that, you old son of a bitch.
As the rulemaker of this show, are we going at the same time for the same length? Is that how that's working? Or are we going one then the other?
I feel like we should do one then the other. What do you ladies think?
I'm leaning toward that as well. Yeah. One than the other.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Then we can communicate, you know, with our partner.
And here, by the way, so this will ensure I will let Jay choose who goes first. because he always feels that I'm cheating. So how could I be cheating if I let you decide who goes first?
I'll tell you who. Go ahead. Let Sonya go first. Let your partner go first. And with her fucking numbed out puss, takes forever to come. That's what she said. First one's a doozy. She said. And Autumn.
Bitch.
And Autumn is going to come out of the gates fucking rapid. It's like at the end of Rambo. Remember he shot the gas station?
I said
station?
The first Love one Rambo. Was hard, but once the first one happens.
Mm. By the way, hands on the table. All right? Let me just say that. I don't want to hurt any fucking amping up before we get going live.
Who in the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Oh my god, that was amazing. A real life spit take.
Just who in the fuck do you think you're speaking to?
Okay.
Fuck
you. You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Oh my god, I miss you when you quit the show out of anger. By the way, even recently, like the best of 2020 clip, someone commented, oh, it's so obvious how much Jay hates Ralph. It's like, it is amazing. Anyway.
I love you so much, dude.
I love you too, buddy.
Aww.
All right, so now
it's comedy fodder. What's wrong?
Because
with people
are idiots. That's why.
Am I putting this inside me now?
You are.
Okay.
Yes, and then Shannon, for the purposes of video, how you decide you're the
stop fucker. Trying to sneak peek a look, Ralph.
Sneak peek. I'm gonna fucking go down there.
Oh, I know the intro. Looking.
Yeah, hold on. Wait a minute. Before we start, we have an intro. Let's roll the intro.
Poor Autumn with dungarees.
Let's watch the intro.
I love this song.
Oh, I hope that's me in the middle.
Well, we already know it is. That's how you.
That's how I swat flies. I like it. I get it because Jay, the champagne represents jizz.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted. I wasn't sure Jay got it.
I didn't know. I didn't. All right, thank
good. You. Sonya wore stretch pants, so she doesn't have to show your
damn
pussy
right.
ever.
Oh, she will be later.
Autumn is so crazy into me. She wanted to pull her dungarees down.
Look, see that? Don't. That's not allowed. No pre-prep shit. She didn't get a chance.
I think that's
to get
okay.
it inside their pussy, Ralph. No, do you know how pussies work?
Oh, she's going. No, I thought she wasn't going yet. She's going in now.
Do you think she's just sucking it for no reason?
No, I think she shouldn't get to go in until we're done.
Just make sure Jay doesn't have his hands on the button.
That's all I'm saying.
Sorry, I got excited.
Everybody relax. Everybody goddamn relax.
You understand my problems?
Listen, I'm in
pain. Yes. I said no pre-prep.
Right. Sonya's thing's in a bus.
Are you in?
It is on the table.
All right. Now, do we want to? Can you lean, like, roll forward a little bit so the mic is closer to your mouth?
Just move the microphone down. You can move the microphone.
Your mic moves much easier. There
unless, can I hold it in front of your face?
We should play. We'll probably get flagged for that, but that song should play.
Just so you know, is this considered illegal? Right now, Autumn's fingering my ass.
It's not illegal.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't help her at all. If anything, it hinders her.
It's more about putting it in the spank bank so she can come to it later.
Maybe I like sticking my finger in.
Maybe she does, Ralph.
Damn right.
Why don't you stop being such a fucking boomer, dude?
Shannon, give me I got a minute. So count me down when we're ready to go.
We want proof for the pictures.
Oh, can we choose our songs? Because I want to do Life is a Highway for us.
All right.
I don't want this song for us.
Four, three, two, one, go.
Fake.
No, I felt it, bitch.
Can we cheer for you? Like, yay.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Autumn.
Don't you?
This is a contest. Do they cheer for their opponents in Thunderdome? No.
Okay.
What's going on? Oh, Ralph, you have no. Come on. It's too much. All at once.
No. He's easing into it, which I appreciate. He didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can't just go.
Sonya, what did you do for Mother's Day?
I sat at home and cried because my mother's a narcissistic cunt. Ha!
30 seconds.
Wow.
Okay.
You don't want to get. No, you want to think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're trying to make me not get hot, you cheating bastard.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you. I'm not thinking of my Trump loving mother.
Whoa.
Tell us how you really feel.
I know, right? Don't hold back.
No, she's cool.
10 seconds.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I told you the first was a rough
one. She's a sweet lady. I met her at we were at a pro-life rally.
And, that's it. I'm done. God damn it.
Well, I'm sorry. I told you the first one was hard.
Yeah.
I tried my best there.
How
that was...
far away would you say you are, Sonya?
What?
I'm at like 40%.
All right, I'll take 40%.
Oh, we work on our system?
I'll take 40%.
Well, I'm not going
to
lie.
If
you're going
to come
so hard, you might fart.
I'm
not allowed to do that in this round.
Jay, what song did you want?
I've been wearing
Life is a Highway.
Nice.
Aww.
Wait, I have to come to life as a highway?
Yeah.
You have to.
You know how many women have said that in my life?
No pressure. No pressure.
You know what's funny? Always, whenever I notice when there are girls starting to get naked, you look to the right, there's always a bunch of dudes outside the window. It's never not that.
Very, very weird.
Such a weird coincidence.
We're used to it.
By the way, Jay, while she's getting ready, I'm going to talk to all of you about my new running schedule.
Okay.
I think that's very sexual.
Go ahead.
I'm going to do Kegels while you do that.
Can you tell me if you're wearing spandex?
When I run, I do. I wear leggings. They're very sexy.
Yeah. Oh, Ralph has to put Band-Aids over his nipples so they don't.
I do. I put I have anti-friction gliding gel over my nipples.
Shut the fuck up!
Or else they bleed.
He had to get a bidet or he's going to have swamp ass hair.
There's a company that makes this for running that you just rub it over your nips.
He wears pasties.
I didn't know it was a problem until I started running a long time.
Ralph's got hilariously they puffy nipples.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
He's got puffy nipples.
All right, wait, are you in?
I am almost in.
All right,
we're almost in, Ralph.
Make sure the mic is close.
We're very tight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn right.
I've had... Don't make me go there with my sex life.
I promise you, baby, we'll make up for it this weekend.
I feel like the reason why I think you're in the driver's seat here is that she said she hasn't had sex in a while. She, I know, has had sex recently.
Oh, today.
On the way here.
Maybe.
On the way here.
God damn it.
All right, ready to go?
What are you going to pay for an Uber?
We got you ready, Jay?
I'm ready.
All right, starting in three.
Can I pretend I'm food shopping? Because I've always had this fantasy.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the fucking produce aisle.
Oh, my gosh. She's produce? I mean, can I ask you a question?
God, I love this woman.
You're going to come so hard, it's crazy.
How do you feel about Tom Cochran as an artist?
Look at Harrington.
You enjoy him as a person?
Look at Harrington. A picture of him looking through your window of your house.
Look at that weird bearded lunatic that's making you feel uncomfortable over there.
I like being
He's your
watched.
Weird neighbor.
Look at them. All these keep guys. Watching. Look at you getting this guy's take. It's like you're on set. You're not. This is awful. There's nothing fun about this.
But if you come for him, that's going to stop him from shooting up a gay disco tonight.
I mean, for God's sake, you're listening to Life is a Highway, the least sexual song on the planet. Not only is anything about this that you could possibly like. Look at this idiot.
Do you want to stop jihad with that shit?
On Jay.
What are you
God
thinking?
Damn it.
Oh my God.
I don't feel like, I think like Jay's doing rapid fire.
10 seconds
left, Jay. I don't think anything's happening. This girl is
I
not.
I wish there was.
Come on.
And this is going nowhere. Quickly.
9/11 was a.
It's like my comedy
was a control,
career. Nowhere.
Was a controlled demolition.
And it's over.
Tower 2 was a controlled demolition.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Dude.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. I almost came. Oh my God. Okay.
Can I
take these pants off completely?
I mean, right?
If there was more clitoral stimulation, it would happen faster.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I like that a girl's watching now. Now we really got something happening.
Well, Laura, she loves conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
that's
what turned her
on. She heard the first tower was a controlled demolition.
Yeah, that's when she got excited.
Over here. She goes, hello, Alex Jones.
All right, before we go any further, I'm so happy these guys are back. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. You know Blue Chew. I know Blue Chew. We all fucking love Blue Chew. Blue Chew is back, and they are now again a sponsor of the show. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but chewable at a fraction of the cost, and also by being chewable, it means it just happens faster, Jay.
Are you talking to me?
You.
Sorry, all the blood's out of my ears. It's in my dick right now. I popped one before the show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, my eardrums have no blood flow to them right now.
Because it's all for that massive ding-dong you got going on right now?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to give a landing spot for all the fruit flies we have in here.
There's so many goddamn flies in here. What's going on?
Good you know thing. What? I put liquid glue on my dick.
Shannon raises the heat in the fucking production room, and the flies come out.
Shannon likes a swampy studio.
You know, if you say describe Shannon in two words, you just say swampy puss. People know that. That's
people
how they call
that. No, that's the thing. That's a well-known thing.
BlueChew.com. Here's the good thing about it. You chew it, and you do it. If you don't like swallowing pills, it's easy. You just chew this.
It tastes fine.
Tastes fine. Does it taste great? No. It tastes fine, but who gives a shit?
You get it down. Listen, I'm bad on texture and taste. Bad. Well, I'll gag. It's fine. You can get it down.
Chew up and bone up.
Yeah, it's like it's got a blueberry-ish blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, if you go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SDR, you get the first month free. We thank so much Blue Chew for being a part of this.
Great
once
sponsor.
Again, BlueChew.com, promo code SDR for receive your first month free.
Month.
Just pay $5 shipping. What more do you need, Jay?
Nothing.
Chew it and do it. Let's get back into it. All right, so now I guess on the honor system is our new method of...
So yeah, neither of us, right?
She was 41% close.
Oh, 41%,
isn't that crazy? It's like Price is Right. I know, I thought it was weird,
How close
too.
Do you feel that you were on a scale from 1 to 10?
She's got the most precise pussy.
Like a three.
Love my pussy.
Probably a three. Three and a half at most.
Oh, God. I'm so excited.
I mean...
Probably a three.
I was nailing it.
Like a three.
Like, I was at like 30, 40. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, think it about wasn't...
Like, like 37%. Maybe 38 even.
Tom Cochran.
I would say 35.
35%. There we go. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. That is not our fault, Jay. That is no way near our fault.
Yo.
That's your partner.
She could have just said 41. There's no...
Can we just, we'll call it a draw for the first round.
No fucking way.
No, I want to come, God damn it. No fucking way are we calling it a draw.
Don't yell at me, Ron.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry, baby.
Thank you, Daddy.
I'm sorry, baby.
Oh my God. Okay, see, if he talks to me dirty fucking, I'm done.
All right, so now here's...
I'm going to whisper the words of Life is a Highway.
All right, so now for round two.
Life is a highway.
We pick our representatives.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Jay, now I think, Shannon, who goes first? How does it work? You decide. You're the one who figured this all out.
I mean, look, I want to favor Jay as much as we can in this whole thing.
Nope.
So
here's what I want you to, here's what I want. I want Shannon to talk dirty to Sonya.
No.
Oh.
I have a question.
Baby girl.
Wait, I don't mind that.
Am I allowed to alter the toy so that the fucking vibrating part?
What, do you want to use my fist? Fine.
Can I take it?
Yeah, okay. Can we take it out?
Can I switch it
around? You can take it out now. Okay. Hold on.
For this next round, it's supposed to be masturbation, but I am okay with you using the toys however
you want. Yeah, you know what? I'll turn on the app. Hold on. You can use the app. You can choose...
Hell yeah.
There we go. That's fair enough.
I want you to be... I'm a subby slut.
You guys are okay with it.
So here, Jay, I'm going to let you decide all of this because I don't want you to accuse me of anything. So I'll let you go first. Pick who is your representative out of everyone in the room.
I go first.
It's so
you
hard.
Or second. You want Autumn to break the tension of the whole situation.
No, or Jay second. Picks, you pick if I go first or second. And I'll even let you pick who I have to choose to talk to Sonya. That couldn't be any more fair.
That's, come on, Jay. That's.
No, I'm not.
Shut up, Shannon.
Shannon, are you not a fucking team
Shannon,
player?
You're hot.
Ani, maybe? You want Ani?
You can sit on my face.
Thinking about her.
What about Ani? Like,
Shannon's anti.
Who's the cute brunette? Who's the cute brunette?
You want Ani?
No.
Hi.
No, you can't. I wouldn't do that now. Aww. She thinks Ani's cute.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Pick someone. Who do you find the least attractive in the room?
That's so mean. What the fuck?
Who's the ugliest?
Fuck you. Everybody in here is attractive.
Who here has no chance of ever making
you have an Bobby Hutch? Everybody here Bobby Hutch is fuckable.
Everybody here is fuckable.
You want Bobby Hutch to burp in your ear for a minute?
How about this, Jay? Now, this is how fair I am. You can pick who I get and who you get.
There you go. You guys
and
pick.
And who you get.
Okay. I want... Paco to come in and read the inside front of a menu for Golden Dragon Chinese food restaurant.
Well, we don't have that.
We can pull it up.
You know what? I'll allow it.
Spicy Szechuan.
He's a sexy dude. I'll allow it.
He's God a very attractive right. dude.
But he's going to be simply giving you the recipe for kimchi. No,
I don't care. I'm a very auditory person, Jay. You don't know what you just
did. First
of
all, and also kimchi is Korean, and you said a Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Harrington, I want you to come in and whisper in Autumn's ear, you could fuck an NBA player.
All right, I have faith in Paco. Paco, pull up a Chinese menu, get in chair three. I have full faith in this.
This is insane.
I have full faith in this, Jay.
Did you put it on your
Bobby, Autumn's masturbating, I want you to whisper in your ear the winners of the last 45 World Series.
This is so much
Jay, what song would you like to play while Paco was reading this?
I agree. I don't know.
What song would you like to play while Paco was reading
this? Paco 3, please.
Oh, fucking Hurt by Nine Inch Nails.
Let's work together.
Yes.
The saddest song ever.
And Jay, also...
Wait, yeah, can I pick a song?
Oh, no, you can't. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA.
Here's the question.
Fuck.
Yes, Ralph?
Do I control this? Does she control this? Does Paco control this?
Oh, I don't give a fuck who controls it. If she can come to God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood while a little Asian guy reads a Chinese menu to her, then I'll tell you what, you deserve the win. Shannon couldn't have fixed that.
I have faith.
Put a bit in her mouth. Put a bit in her mouth. When she comes, she better bite through it. It better be a real orgasm, Ralph. Your finger in her butthole. Make sure it clinches up.
I've been doing Kegels this whole time.
I have faith in her.
Yeah.
Sonya's
my
teammate.
That's what I would say if I was
Sonya is
my
teammate. We have a connection.
Autumn, stand up. I'm going to uppercut your snatch 5 or 6 times. Let's get you ready for this goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Finish her.
All right, are we ready, Shanoons?
Yes. Okay.
Paco, do you have a menu?
Are we doing a minute?
Am I allowed to, like, then touch myself otherwise?
Yes, you can do whatever you want.
Fucking A. All
Do you, Sonia, do you feel a minute is fair for this to happen?
For this particular situation? Yeah. Okay. Now that Autumn and I have like taken the toys out. Okay. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Whatever you need to do,
a minute is fair.
Is your toy in you or it's not in you?
It's on my clit.
Okay, good, good.
The clit is so much better than...
Okay, fine. Yeah. Hey, hey.
Don't worry, girls. We dip those things in Tabasco before you put them in. Just, we want to sanitize them.
I'm just going to tune Jay out. That's all.
Starting in three, two, one.
Welcome to Dumpling Pagoda. Our appetizers of the night is egg rolls, spring rolls, fried shrimp.
Deeper, baby, deeper.
Fried dumplings.
Okay.
Shumai shrimp.
There's no time limit.
She said deep. 1 minute.
We've got chow fun, wonton soup, egg soup, fried rice, shrimp fried rice. We've also got vegetable fried rice.
Do you want me to like nibble on your fucking
roast
nipple?
Pork?
Chop suey. I love.
Come on, Bobby.
Beef chop suey.
Be an American. Where at least
shrimp combination plate, orange
and
chicken.
Won't forget the man who died, who gave that right
chicken
to me, and proudly stand
shrimp or beef
next
romaine.
To you and defend her
vegetable
still today.
I need more. I need more.
Cause there ain't no chicken. I love this land.
Chicken and corn.
God bless the
U.S. No. Time's up.
No, that's fake.
Oh, I feel like something happened.
It's fake. She's doing a jaw thing. She's faking it.
I don't think she's faking it.
That's what I would say if I was cheating Ralph.
That doesn't look like fake movements to me. I feel like I did something.
Okay. Now for me,
I feel like it's Paco's voice.
It was a group effort.
Paco, I believed every word you said.
Listen, in the beginning, when
bless you.
I've never wanted really Chinese food as badly as hearing Paco read it.
You do have a good
one. What's the thing that she faked it? How do you do a wet check on this thing?
Bobby, see how you feel. Get down there.
How do we get? Is there a wet check? What can we do?
Just kind of get down in the general area. Tell me, use your gut instincts if you feel.
Can I
go?
Wait, you know what? I actually trust Autumn would be honest. I
think,
of course, she just she gave us a loss last round.
Autumn, I feel you'd be honest.
Autumn, check.
Autumn, you can check and tell us what you think.
Do me a favor, get in a checker fluid.
But I trust that you'd be honest. There's no doubt.
Dries a bone.
No way.
I don't trust you. You don't want to lose one of those up there.
We trust you, Autumn. We trust Autumn.
I love you, Autumn.
You're doing the right thing.
My armory.
Yeah, I trust Autumn.
Anytime you finger a fight, you take those things off.
It's still super surreal that I get paid to fuck this woman. Like, what is my life?
I trust Autumn. I trust everything about everything that's happening right now.
That fucking love sack couch paid for by pussy.
It's pretty.
And also,
right?
Take a look at the evidence over here too.
27-inch TV.
Oh, she's going down on her too. That's nice.
Fuck.
Yes.
Okay. So yes.
It's
yes.
Wet.
Okay. Paco, thank you for being part of my team.
Can I tell you something honest right now? I'm starting to feel like, and I don't want to start throwing shit.
Everyone's
right
against
now.
You.
I don't want to start throwing shit right now. When I came in here, a half hour before the show.
I love you.
Autumn and Ralph in here, full-blown conversation.
Fuck it.
Yo,
we were fucking.
I love that your bush is red.
You're having a full, you have a bush? Girl.
I do.
It's like a very
well. I picked the right song.
It's
not a bush.
It's a trim. Yeah,
MJ,
my lips are
she's
shaved.
She's got hair.
In same the interest of fairness, you can pick everything for your side as well. Song, person.
You got it, girl.
Ani Moosh talking the shit.
Okay, Ani, get into it.
Is that okay, Joey? Ani Moosh talking the shit.
I mean, come
if
on.
Joey said no, I would fucking fire him on the spot, by the way.
And the song, Nookie by Limp Bizkit.
She can't talk like Sweet Whispers in my ear.
No, she's got to be on the mic. She's got to be on the mic, or else we're not going to hear it.
What?
Huh? Put the headphones on.
Menu of my choice?
No, no, whatever. Ooh. What do you want to...
Yeah,
talk.
Yeah,
no, no, no.
Yeah.
Just talk. Just talk. Shit. Just try and talk. Yeah, just try and talk. Turn her on. Get
I
over here.
Girl.
I think it's easier.
Ani, I need a win so bad.
Paco, you were hot.
It's
Paco, really, you fucking made it happen. I thank you.
I would do things
no,
to you,
no, it was the Lee Greenwood. Don't fucking kid yourself.
I'll take a little shotsky too. If you don't,
can I have one too?
Yeah, sure.
I'll take a little more.
Oh my God, these
Paco, don't suck your own dick just yet.
Sonia.
A lot of that was Lee Greenwood.
You want to get tested, Paco?
Did you have to turn this on?
Which one is yours, Jay?
Are you asking if Paco wants to do porn?
Jay.
We'll do porn.
Yeah.
Paco, do porn.
Which one is yours?
Shit, do porn, one. Sweetie. Just saying.
He will do porn. What? He's got nothing to lose.
Jay, hand me that empty cup.
My caveat is TTS and filming it. That's it, bitch.
No shit.
No, this was used.
Bobby's looking
cup?
For some light work. Bobby's looking for some behind. Jesus Christ. This guy clunks his head a lot.
I can say whatever I want.
That's you.
That's me. Can I have more?
Harrington would be in full blown pornography.
You want.
Oh, okay.
Harrington's got zero to lose.
And I'm so happy he picked the girl.
And I'll tell you what, Harrington's got in fantastic shape, but he still sees himself as an inner fucking fatso.
Thank you.
So he probably eats pussy still like me.
But he's got the beard. I have to say, for sensitive clits, I'm not a beard fan.
No, you know what?
No, Harrington, you're just fucking it all up, Harrington. God damn.
I had my first beard, like.
Really?
And it was fluffy.
Jay has a beard.
Really
her name's
nice.
Christine.
If it's oiled and well maintained.
Come on, give me that.
I was opposed to it for a while, and then I had it, and I was like, hell yeah.
No, my first few boyfriends had, and I was like, ay!
All right, ladies, focus.
Sorry.
Oh, I love how much that controls.
Guys,
everybody.
All these problems got solved when you solely started fucking black dudes. Mm. So zip it.
All right, so now, Jay, the song is Nookie. Oh
yes, it is.
Ani Mush is on the ones and twos.
Just the ones.
Just the ones.
Just the
There's
ones.
Your tequila.
Thank you.
And you have
I like
1 minute
voice,
as Shannon
I know, I'm a little
counts
jealous.
Down.
You know what? To make it fair to some degree, we shouldn't just make, we made him read a thing. I should say, just keep making threats to her and her family.
No, I feel
God.
In like an Armenian accent?
Yeah, maybe in some sort of like a.
Are
like
you
a,
on my side, bro?
Yeah, but it should be fair.
Bro,
you gave us a 35 when you could have said I was a 41% close to coming.
I thought
we won.
The first round is Sonya's raw, but okay.
Hot. Sonya's
making her orgasm.
Her orgasm was hot.
Jay, okay. I'm sorry
my
you can't
jaw
believe women.
Was shaking.
I saw her nipples get hard, and I was like,
"This is my last week."
I love it. I love it.
This is my last week.
I'm in love with Sonya, by the way. She's
so
such a team
am I.
Player.
I can't wait till she fucks me.
You are such a dork, Ralph. Autumn,
dork.
Come and come.
Ralph
the fuck
knows
hard.
I would fuck him if you would just let me film it.
I don't want to film it.
Autumn, come or else.
Nobody's.
Oh my God! Don't add pressure.
No,
unless you tie me up. Listen, if you tie me up and bondage me, I will.
Jay, you want the attic again? You want the attic in the furnace again? And you come.
All right.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing.
Fireplace right there. Light it up.
You want to get Black Snake moaned?
Oh my God.
You want to Black Snake moan you? Then you fucking come right now.
Wow, that's going to put her in the mood.
Yeah, she's wet now.
By the way, you know what?
I'm not even saying
I was going to say. I'll wait till later. Let's do
Baby
this.
Baby, want the lotion?
I just think about that. Jay's threatening you.
He's put the fucking lotion in the best.
Yeah,
let's go. Let's
I
do
like
this.
That.
Shannon, let's count it down. We got 1 minute.
Can you turn the vibrator on?
Am I making threats?
Wait, Jay, turn it on.
Or am I?
Hang on. Bobby has his thing. What is your thing?
What is it that I'm doing?
If you want to make threats, make threats.
You got the thing, right? You got it in you?
Yeah, but it's not vibrating.
No, it will be now.
I'm going to turn it on.
We got it. Ready? In 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay.
Yeah, keep it on.
Take
constant.
Your top off.
Ooh.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like that you want to take your top off. It's going to waste a full 20
it's
seconds.
It's wasting so much time.
I love it. I love it.
Rip it off.
Yeah.
I love it. It's going to waste all this time.
No, I just want to get right to it.
Hi.
Look at how beautiful. Look at those tattoos.
Well, thank you.
I love your tattoos.
I love your voice.
Oh, my God. Are you wet yet?
Oh, yeah.
Are you wet?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I'm making
seconds.
A girl wet?
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
No,
I don't believe that.
Time.
I will tie up and
I also feel that I
family.
Can get involved.
Yeah.
I will
tie up and kill your entire family.
Did you say you wanted me to tie you up?
I don't know if this is going anywhere, Jay. I feel like you're ending
Babe,
it fast.
Babe, can you get some rope?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You that's my
punched,
boyfriend
you?
Over
you
there.
What did you say,
Jay?
What did you just say about the Holocaust? I didn't hear what you said.
10 seconds.
Never happened.
What was that?
Hitler
loves
the Twin Towers, what?
Hitler was an artist.
I love redheads.
And in 3, 2, 1.
You can take both of you home.
That's
oh
it.
Oh my
we're
God,
done.
Can you take us both?
We're done,
home?
We're done, we're done.
Please.
No, you can't. You can't say anything.
Oh my God. You
oh my God.
That?
Let me guess, you were 6% of coming.
Oh my God.
It's well, a
so she
such
came
a
to
short
a fucking
time.
Menu.
A minute is.
Jay. It's so short. Man.
I was doing kegels
yeah, Jay's used
in between
to hearing
the
that.
First round, so I don't know.
You get that one, Jay. That was a small penis joke.
No need for a round 3. Great show.
Wait, who's your boyfriend?
We're at an hour.
Which one?
Yeah, look at that.
Did everybody come?
Hi.
I haven't.
Oh, all right, then. We don't even need to go any further.
Yeah, okay, keep it.
Why don't you try and help her? I mean, look, they know it takes you a while, Jay.
Fuck up, Ralph. Wrap the show up. Going
was that round? That was round
pack.
2. We have a whole nother round,
we
don't
we? No, we don't have
can
a round.
She
I
stay
round. 2 rounds.
Can she stay for it?
Shannon.
Let's do round 3.
three. Why the fuck not? It's like one.
It doesn't matter.
No, what? Oh. Do we have a score?
We can do round
yeah,
three.
The scare is 2-0. That's a fucking score.
Why don't you and Jay talk dirty to
Jay,
us?
Jay, why don't you and I just fuck?
You clear this fucking table, dude, and let's just throw it out.
Give in to the passion.
No, I want to smoke a cigarette. I got to go pack. I have to go to Buffalo in the morning.
All right. First of all, Ani, thank you. Everyone, Ani, thank you so much, Ani.
Aw.
Jay, I'm sorry I'm better with women than you. That's all I can say.
Oh, it's totally
All right, let's do this. Ready? We'll go around the room.
Thank you.
Autumn, the most honest woman in the room. Let's start with all of your plugs, please.
Oh, my God. Well, I have autumnbodell.com. I have clips
Jay's still
for
trying,
sale.
By the way. Talk about a fucking...
Dude, I'm enjoying it. You all right, can let try him go. It all the way home. Okay?
I love her so much.
Once I get going, you can't get me to stop, but it's cool. Yeah, autumnbodell.com, clips for sale. Instagram is autumn_bodell_ inked. Go figure.
You get to keep your toys, by the way, ladies. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, thanks to Nala.
Oh, thank you. What you sure Dallas you don't want to keep this one?
Thank you. I would, but it's the right thing to do for Dallas Novelty.
Thank you, Dallas Novelty.
Yeah,
I will try this on
you.
Cam for sure.
Are you going to be able to do this, like, all the time with me? Can we, like, make this,
well,
like,
it's
a
Bobby's
weekly
phone.
Thing?
It's Bobby's phone. All right, so...
can
we move to your plug, Sonia, please?
I actually just
recently launched my own website, SoniaHarcourtXXX.com. If you want to buy my porn, please go there. You can do memberships for $19.99 a month. I upload every Tuesday. Or you can buy individual clips.
All right, good. Jay, all of your plugs, please.
Thank you.
I don't want this fan base anymore.
Liar.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'll be this weekend. This is live, yeah?
Yeah.
So this weekend I'm in Buffalo. They just added a show Thursday, so two shows Thursday now, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. I think the only one's not sold out is a Thursday early show, or Thursday late show. Austin, Texas, also... I'll be doing the 28th, 29th, I'll be doing...
That's
recording.
May 28th in I'm gonna write it down right now. 28th in Austin.
Yeah, Creek in the Cave. So get tickets for
one
that.
One of my high school teachers lives in Buffalo. I'll let him know.
I'm flying out there for that. I'm definitely gonna book that tomorrow.
Hell yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're all staying. Talk to Rebecca about the hotel. We're all staying in the same hotel.
Also, by the way, it looks like we're gonna SDR is gonna be part of Skankfest that happened yesterday.
Fuck yeah, dude! Yeah. Oh yeah, November Skankfest. It's happening.
Skankfest.
Yeah. Well, Skankfest South. It's gonna be the one in Houston, Texas. So Secret Group. But I got a bunch of dates coming up. Indianapolis, I have Orlando, Appleton, Wisconsin. Fucking, I'm all over the place.
Deal.
So check it out. Bonfire is back on Sirius XM. Faction Talk 103, Mondays through Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. And Legion of Skanks, of course, right here on the Gas Digital Network.
And are you still doing Six and Jump, or did you stop Six and Jump?
No,
oh my God, Autumn, I love
you. Never got to my fucking episode?
Yeah!
Ari went to the Amazon.
By the way, I want to explain to everyone something that just happened. Autumn took over to show Jay how to use the toy. I want everyone to know that that happened. Shannon, your plugs.
No, I just stopped tapping.
You were tapping. Shannon, your plugs.
Follow me on Instagram, ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast. The thing is, ding.
Oh my God, I can't wait to eat her.
Shannon, how are your cats?
Okay, Ani, your plugs?
Yeah, don't ruin it. She's
okay,
so close.
Turn it off. No.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Turn it off.
I thought I heard Bad Dates, Fighting, and Ghosts. That's usually the end of it. I'm sorry, Shannon. Don't hate me. Don't hate me like Jay hates me. Go ahead, Ani.
No, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ani_Moosh. And check out my website, AniMooshMedia.com. Guys, I have Pride Candle Bears.
Ooh.
They're like rainbow bears that are candles and fruity scented. And pre-order them now. I'm sending them out for Pride Month next month.
Oh, my God. I'll do that.
And also, Shannon, by the way, we've been talking about this off air. We're going to do a dating show.
Do you have any bi Pride?
For Shannon, exclusively on Gas Digital sometime over the summer, which I think will be cool. Nice. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton, and my other show is called Good Sugar, goodsugar.life, and we were in the top 200 of health and wellness last week, so thank you so much to the people supporting it. And a song of the week. Let's do Nookie, because it made Jay be a loser, and that just makes me happy. We added to the playlist, yesrshow.com/playlist. Jay, even though everyone knows you hate me, I love you.
I love you.
And ladies, thank you so much.
I love you, Shannon.
Lainey, thank you for listening, for making this happen. I'm sure you're listening. And Paco, thanks for helping me win. And everyone out there, all of you, we'll see you on Saturday live on the SDR show. See you next week. Peace.
listening to the SDR Show.
All right, thank you for sticking out to the whole show, the SDR Show. We appreciate you hanging out to the end. Now, you probably know this Gas Digital is not only the home of SDR, but like 20 other shows. And this, one of the Fab Four, one of the first shows on the network is High Society Radio. Chris from Brooklyn, Chris Stanley from Ron Bennington, and Bronx Johnny, really fun, cool show that have been part of this network since the beginning. Great guys, great show. Here's a clip of it right now. Exclusively from Gas Digital.
Johnny, also, I see this thing. It says here, your wife is not down with Cream Nation.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is that the band Cream or Wu-Tang?
My smell check's not working for me. It failed me miserably. And then when I responded to that shit, I put in spell check. The word check didn't come in. So I'm thinking I'm getting early version of Alzheimer's and shit.
Okay, so your wife's not into cremation?
Yeah.
What is happening in the Bronx right now? Is there a four-alarm fire?
A lot of people died. I don't know if you've ever heard, but a lot of people get shot and stabbed around here, so I can't control that. Or there might be some fat person stuck in the elevator. I don't fucking know anymore.
Hey, no fat shame, man. Why don't you just put some more hoodies in front of the window?
I mean, if I could, I would, but I don't want to say to them.
It'll muffle the sound.
Oh, man.
Okay, so your wife is not into cremation. That's like a...
I want to get cremated, man.
Why? Like, what's the difference?
All right, no. So here's the shit. I feel like if you're in a coma, they say you have like some consciousness and shit, right? Like you can feel shit sometimes. I don't want to be no fucking casket and hear fucking worms and fucking rats biting on the side of the coffin.
I mean, you'll be dead. You'll be dead.
Yeah, but you're still gonna be stuck there and shit, hearing stuff, and you're gonna get claustrophobic at some point. I can't get used to being in tight spaces like that, so.
Right, this is crazy talk. I actually have a friend who recently passed away. His wife wanted to have him cremated.
Yeah.
And he was Jewish. And our more Jewish friend was like, no, you can't do that.
It's a trap. Jewish people don't do cremation? Is that not a thing for them?
Stop trying to pronounce it that way and gaslight me. It's pronounced cremation.
Cremation. Right?
No, Johnny. It's Johnny. It's Cream Nation. That's how you say it. Cream Nation. Chris, it's Cream Nation.
All right.
There you go. Like, I hope I get cremated away.
I guess it's Cream Nation then.
What are you saying, Chris? You're not saying cremated?
No, cremated sounds like something you do to a lady friend.
Yes, no, that's what happens. That's what happens when you die and they burn your body. You get cremated.
You get cremated?
Yeah.
All right. Cremated. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So my friend's wife wanted to cremate him because that was his wish.
Sure. When people pass, some people want to be cremated.
He wanted to be cremated because he didn't want to come back as a zombie. It was a big fear of his.
Understandable. Fair point.
And but his father, apparently Russians are super against cremation, and I guess Ecuadorians too.
My wife's OD Catholic. She's like, oh, because we married and shit, we got to get buried together. Like, yo, I'm like, we could save on the casket and shit, but I don't want to fucking, I want my own space and shit every once in a while. Like, I'll see you wherever the fuck we die. Like, it's fine.
The Catholic Church allows people to get cremated.
Yeah, man. Jesus got cremated, right?
No, I believe he was crucified, and then they didn't even bury that motherfucker.
They put him in a cave.
Yeah, they put him in a room, son.
It's a mausoleum.
They just put a rock in front of a hole. Like, it's like,
that shit was mad lazy, son.
They were like, I thought this is your Lord and Savior. You guys can't pull out a shovel? Like, what are we doing?
Like the way they make that rock sound, it didn't sound like a very good rock. It sounded like he just tip it over and walk right out and then just put it back.
I mean,
like,
what that nigga left?
It's like, what? I left that nigga here a couple hours ago. What do you mean?
That was a big ass rock. All the disciples had to push that shit over. There's 12 of them.
And to be fucking, fair, they were very hanging with Jesus, you wasn't eating the best meals. You were pretty malnourished if you were fucking with Jesus.
What are you talking about? It's fish and bread and wine. You're fucking living.
Dude, it's just those little stupid wafers that were his own. He was like, this is my body. I'm like, dude, I don't want to play Ookie Cookie again.
Yeah, I feel like that was like some sexual shit they put in the Bible and they try to man it up a little bit.
Hold on,
I think he put his penis in their mouth, bro.
Bring up the Last Supper. Is there food on the table? I've never even noticed. What's on the table at the Last Supper?
I think it's just napkins.
I think they're just getting drunk. I think the apostles were all drunk orexics.
Like a shitty cipher.
Come on, guys. Let's see this fucking shit. So. Yeah. I know it might be hard to find
it's the
Last
greatest
Supper.
Picture know, of probably, all time. Yeah. So.
All right. Oh, wow. There really isn't shit on the fucking on the table,
those,
huh?
What are those, nectarines? Yeah,
those
what
are all empty
that?
Plates.
Wow. You guys nailed it. These guys were eating dick.
I don't tell you right now. Jesus was broke ass nigga, son.
You know what? Pious.
You're right.
I don't give a fuck what you call it. Broke is broke, son. They look like, yo, I just noticed too. Was it like a Christmas theme? That's why we do red and green? Like, what the fuck is going on with the gear, son?
Wow, the fucking trash. The fucking Last Supper. I'm going to go on a limb here. Last Supper sucked dick.
I didn't even know they had three. They had three women in there. There's three women in that shit. Oh, it was fucking.
There's literally one woman in this picture, Johnny.
No, there's one next to that old dude, and then there's one behind the light skinned Jesus.
Isn't that supposed to be an angel? Isn't that supposed to be an angel near the guy who's looking at looking at his buddies, going, "We didn't even have anything to eat. Why is the check so much?" Isn't that supposed to be a pirate or something?
To be fair, the only dude with a halo knot on his head, I think, is Judas.
I would imagine.
That's fucked up, man. It was probably his crib, too. They just showed up out of nowhere, like, yeah, I guess come in, Jesus. So this nigga, stay doing that shit to me. I think Judas got the shit end of the stick on this one.
I mean, yeah.
There's not even like a cup of water or anything there. They've dead broke, son.
Yeah. That's why they had to eat of Jesus' body.
Yeah, that shit got weird. It's like, you want me to do what?
I'll give this, though. The venue was nice. I mean, that seemed like a nice fucking dinner hall. There was no food there.
Somebody should repaint the Last Supper as like Jesus laying on a table with sushi on his body and the apostles.
Oh, that'd be hot. Yo, and a VFW. Just put him in a VFW. Broke motherfucker.
I don't know. I bet it doesn't exist. Google it. Well, so, Johnny, your wife doesn't want you to get cremated.
Nah, son. So, she wants that forever thing. I'm like, I know I signed up for it, and I do love you.
No.
I don't want to get buried together.
Death till us part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Doesn't the contract end once we both die and shit, or at least one of us dies? I would think so.
Literally one.
My family also got like a family tomb. I'm not with that shit neither. It's like, I don't like y'all niggas when I'm alive. Fuck, I want to be in the room with y'all when I'm dead.
Yeah, you got to get cremated.
Hell yes. I want to put my body in like a little dime bag and give it to everybody, and they take me to their favorite places that we were at and shit. And then they could smoke me or throw me in a fucking toilet to flush me down. That should be dope because you end up in the ocean and shit.
Or a waste treatment plant.
That's fine. They treat them shits good, son.
What? It's just shit to piss in the fucking giant
vat. They treat it, though. It's waste treatment. They put like little... I seen it on Dirty Jobs. They shock it with like electricity and put mad Clorox patches in there. Shit is nice.
I don't think that's how it works, Johnny.